Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Monday, February 17, 2025. I have your host, James, here, and I am joined right now today by some amazing people. We get to talk theater in our second segment of the show this week, and we're going to be talking about the Silver Foxes. They have a great radio show coming up I want to get into with some of the cast here. But we also have Executive Director Gretchen Powers in with us right now from Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater as we are continuing to celebrate 50 years of WRCT, Gretch. It feels good, doesn't it?
It sure does.
I say it as much as I can. Every chance I get. Gretchen, I wanted to dive into, if you don't mind, a little bit of the history of Silver Foxes for a second, just to the audience that may not be as familiar with this great organization, this great team as we are.
For sure. So the Silver Foxes actually was started by Joanne Joseph, who actually passed away last year. Great woman with a wonderful legacy behind her. She wanted a way for seniors or people who struggle with maybe memorizing lines or getting up in front of people to kind of reach for their dreams. And so a bunch of real confident ladies with some silver hair decided to start a group called the Silver Foxes, and it's been going strong ever since.
It's such a great name. Mm-hmm. Silver Foxes is such a great name. And I got to say, as somebody, when I was a kid, I realized 7 years old, want to be an actor. This is what I'm going to do the rest of my life. I'm dedicating myself to acting. But as I got older and I see, you know, certain older actors go away and stuff, I'm like, oh, you have to retire or something like that. I remember reading about Anthony Quinn, one of my favorite actors, and he kind of retired from acting because he couldn't memorize lines anymore. And that always seemed like a fear to me. And then Silver Foxes come around, and I hear about this awesome organization and stuff. And I'm like, oh, I never have to stop acting. Oh. I can do this the rest of my life. It is something that we see a lot from a lot of older actors. You know, Paul Newman, Robert Redford, a lot of these guys worked way late into their lives and everything. It's great to be able to do that on a theater level. It's great to be able to see that, and it's so impactful to our community and to especially this community where we have a good senior population.
Yeah, and it's empowering to see. I think it's really cool when they all come together and they pick their scripts, and they're all sitting around giggling, and it's like they're having fun. They're having actual fun, and they're going to put on a great show. So it's really fun.
Let's talk about that show a little bit. The Silver Foxes Situation Comedy, a radio show coming up this Thursday, February 20th. We'll have a show, a matinee at 2, and then on the 21st, there'll be a 6 o'clock show, and it'll wrap up on the 22nd with another 2 o'clock show. This will all take place at the Lewis Canton Studio Theater. It's going to be a really good one. Can you tell us a little bit about the show, Gretch?
Yeah, so when we say radio show, now it's not like James's radio shows where you turn on the radio and you sit and listen to it. It's actually a live show with all the actors there in front of you on the stage. But what they do is they read the show, but they use cute voices. So you kind of can't, some of them are in different skits. And so sometimes they'll use a different voice so that they don't sound like the same character in each thing. Or they'll use, they use this little cup thing to make it sound like they're on the phone. So they actually do things to make live sound effects. It's really cool. As well as just the timing of everything. It's all comedy, which is really fun. So they have it broken down into 4 different skits. One is called Audit Trouble. One is called 3 Garrett Gray Hairs. One is Cecil Has a Loose Tooth, which I must say, I have a tooth phobia. And when I was sitting in my office and I could hear him from practicing, all of a sudden I hear Jeff Friday being this little boy with a loose tooth, and I'm just like, no. And so the whole skit, I'm like, oh, just pull the tooth. Reminded me of my son. Mm-hmm. And the other one is called Friendship, and they're all just really, really cute, and they're led by some really fun actors. So
we're gonna meet some of those actors in a moment here. Thank you for that, Gretchen. It's just great. That was good. That was great. You sold that. You sold some tickets right there too. One of the things that I love about this, as well, is these kind of, especially this one in particular. And I do want to note Chris Williams, the director. Shout out to Chris, who a good friend of ours around here. We love having Chris on the air with us. This is such a throwback to vaudevillian and old radio shows of the past that so many people enjoy and love. But there's a lot of younger people that have kind of gone back and go back and listen to like The Shadow and some of those old radio shows. I run into this a lot with a lot of my students where they're going back and listening to and checking out old sketches and old things from those early days. Because if there's any positive to kind of Hollywood and a lot of these things just redoing, rehashing the same old same olds and everything. People have gotten tired of that. So they're going back and looking at some of those old things, the Laurel and Hardy and some of those early sketches. So there's been a lot, much more popularity to this and a lot more attention brought to this. So something like this is a perfect show for, especially this day and age, young or old. I feel like everybody's going to attend this. Everybody that attends this is going to enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We are going to meet some of the cast now. I want to take a moment to get to know them a little bit. And thank you, Gretchen, for all the help. Appreciate the assist. I'll let you guys introduce yourselves, and then we'll kind of and you can say the characters you're playing if you want to. Let's start with you, Tronda.
Hi, I'm Tronda, and I'm playing Susie with Cecil with the loose tube.
Oh, that's good.
And he's being a baby. He's being kind of scared about it. And so, of course, I'm going, oh, Cecil. So that's me.
It's a great laugh. That's a great laugh, Tronda.
Thank you.
And it's great to have you back. We've had you on before and stuff, and appreciate you being here and appreciate what you're doing. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
And Don.
Hello, my name is Don. My career started with acting way back about 5 years ago. I was asked by a friend of mine. It took her about 3 years to convince me to give a try at the acting. So my first one was Gift of the Magi. Well, after that was finished, I was approached to join in for the Silver Foxes. At first I thought, no, I'm not ready for that. But I decided to give it a try, and I am so glad I did. We have so much fun. I've been in many different performances, probably a dozen or more by now. And every one of the performances have been fun. You basically turn yourself into a different character, a different person. And that it can be challenging at times, but it's always still a lot of fun. I think of all my performances, my favorite one was the Abbott and Costello, mm-hmm. Who's on First. Mm. It was fun acting between Jim and I. We played the Abbott and Costello. And it was so much fun going back and forth with who's on first, what's on second, and I don't know what's on third. So if anybody wants to join Silver Foxes, it is so much fun. We're like a small little family. So please think about it and join us.
Very well said, Don. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. And you brought me back a great memory. My papa and I used to do who was on first, but I would fall apart laughing before we could finish the bit half the time. That's such a great one. And I appreciate the kind of your story, if you don't mind, as well, because one of the things that we do this for, we certainly want to sell some tickets. We want to get a great audience for you guys and everything. But we're also kind of recruiting here. We want more people to be a part of Silver Foxes. So I appreciate that. Yeah, that's very good.
You won't be sorry, because it's a lot of fun.
Don, can you tell us a little bit about your character or characters?
Well, one of the characters I play two guys that are buddies. We're friends, you know, friends forever. But there are times when we disagree and we separate for a while because we call each other names like nincompoop and you know, idiot and moron and stuff like that. But then we make up and we're best friends forever. Well, it doesn't last long and we're back at each other arguing, and it just kind of keeps going back and forth. That's kind of a fun one.
Every guy just nodded their head. Everything, yep, yeah, that's us. Yeah, that's our friendships. Yep, that's pretty good. That's very good. You've kind of understood a little bit more of your guys' characters, and Gretchen gave us a bit of a nice synopsis there with a kind of breakdown of these different shows that we're going to get with this one. How often did you guys get together to rehearse? How often did that happen? Start just down the line here and go down.
We start out every week. And then, of course, we have to do more often, twice a week. This week, we're coming in every day. Of course, the show is Thursday, Friday, Saturday. But we go in today. We go in tomorrow. We have a dress rehearsal Wednesday. And then the plays.
Thank you for that. It's noteworthy, for one. Certainly, we appreciate the time that you guys put into this. Nobody's getting paid to do this. Everybody's doing this out of a passion and love for community and fellowship and theater and all these things. But it's also noteworthy to the audience out there, if you're wondering, well, I don't know if I could commit to a Silver Foxes show. I don't know if I have that kind of time. And it's really not that big of a time commitment.
No, not to begin with. And then as we progress and you get more comfortable with your, obviously, your skits and... Mm-hmm. Then again, that whole week, and that's it. But if you're retired, you have something to do.
Yeah. And one of the other things, and you touched on this a little bit too, Don, I think, when it comes to this, I hope that everybody out there listening has got more friends than you know what to do with, and got more things to do than you can know what to do with. But we know that the reality of this, that more and more are, we as a society are getting isolated. And that's especially happening to a lot of our senior population, which we have a very healthy one in this community. And I take any chance I get to talk about these trailblazers and talk about these individuals that made our community. And how much it breaks my heart to think of them sitting alone somewhere, not having something to do or anything like that. Here you go. Here's something right here. You can be a part of this. As Don noted, you come here, you maybe make new friends, maybe make some new connections or something like that, that there is no words for. You can't put that into, I got nothing for that one other than I encourage people to be a part of this and hear the excitement and the energy in their voices and how much they're enjoying this. And give Silver Foxes a chance. Give it a shot. There is no downside to this. There is no negative to this or anything. You're going to go, if you try, if you don't enjoy it, that's okay. That's all right, you know, but you gave it a shot, and there's something to be said for that. Don, your story is one of my favorites in theater. I hear many stories like this of people around your age, and I'm guessing you're in your 30s. You look young, man. You look young. Yeah. But in all seriousness, we know so many people that are in that situation, never given theater a shot, never maybe even thought about it. But they get into it late in life and like, hey, this is all right. This is kind of fun. This is kind of, I can do this. I can have fun. Why is Cary Grant get to have all the fun? I want to be out there. I want to do some stuff and everything. Anybody can do this. That's the beauty of acting. Is there's certainly people that are a little bit better than others or what have you or anything, but anybody can do this. There's a reason that animals have like a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Even animals can do this. It's that much. It's that accessible. And I appreciate you guys sharing your stories about this and the idea of more and more people being a part of it. Do you have any favorite moments of the show without spoiling the show? Can we give any little bit of a tease or anything, or anything that you enjoyed about the process? I'll start with you, Trond.
Well, I enjoy the show because we do laugh when we're doing this ourselves. In fact, we have to stop ourselves from laughing so we can go on with the acting. But I do love the one that Don is talking about. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I love the one I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And, again, like you were saying, we do promote anyone coming in and trying, especially men. We need more men.
Mm-hmm. Don, was there anything that stand out for you as far as this show that you're enjoying?
Well, I enjoy doing different characters because it gives you a chance to be a different part of you. Has to do with the books. Because he's not very good at keeping track of the books, for the accounting and all that sort of stuff. And one of the characters that comes up is I call Mr. Joe Hennessy. And he is, he brought his wife supposedly into a restaurant and he owes money. Well, she comes to find out when he calls and it talks to Mrs. He said, no, that was not me. So he said, uh-oh, that's not a good thing. So when he gets out of the hospital, have him give us a call.
All right. You guys have sold me on this show. This is going to be a really fun one. This is great. Thank you for that, Don. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it. And appreciate your guys' feedback on this. And certainly want to encourage people to be a part of Silver Foxes and be a part of all of our shows at WRCT. There is room for everybody. We're always looking for more and more good people. You guys have yourselves a really good time. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy this run. Have a blast out there. And make it so good that other people want to be out there with you. Enjoy it and enjoy it and everything. Thank you for the time, you two. Appreciate the time from our actors here. And again, want to remind everybody, the Silver Foxes Situation Comedy, a radio show, coming up February 20th at 2, February 21st at 6, and February 22nd at 2. Get your tickets at wrctheater.org, especially as we are having fun at WRCT, celebrating 50 years, Gretchen.
50 years.
Which you've been a part of a lot of it.
For more than half, so that just goes to show how old I am.
Recent Directors Playhouse, we were able to have Kathy Miles on and spend some time with her and talking with her about this and how much it means not only to her but to this community. And as we are celebrating 50 years, the show must go on, of course, and main stage shows are happening. And we are right around the corner from Arsenic and Old Lace, one of my favorite three scripts of all time, favorite plays of all time. Very excited about this one. You get the best seat in the house. You get to be behind the scenes and see, hearing and all this stuff going on and everything. How is it going from your perspective? Are they ready to go?
I think so. I think that they are ready for an audience. I mean, it's just the start of tech. Like on Saturday, we did a tech rehearsal with our sound and light people, and it went well. They have a set. The set looks gorgeous. You would think that it's a living room. It's actually kind of funny because one of our leads is a realtor, and I'm trying to convince her to do a video of her trying to sell the set.
Oh, that's an awesome idea. I love that.
So we'll see if she does that for me. And it looks really cool. Our lady who paints everything. Look, the colors are really awesome. We have a guy who painted the floor to look like wood. It looks great. So.
Oh, that's so awesome. Mm-hmm. That's so great. You know, as a side note, we've had some amazing individuals our whole lifetimes at WRCT doing and building sets. You and I got a mountain with Dark of the Moon and some of these things. What is going on with our set building in the last, I don't know, 8-10 years or whatever it is? It's a whole other level.
It's like they're trying to win a competition or something.
Yeah, right.
And I don't know who's going to take their place when they're gone, because it just kind of scares me a little bit. So if you know, they will eventually get up to an age where they'll be like, I don't want to build anymore. So people with their hammers and their saws and their drills, come find me.
Yes, we are always looking for younger people out there to want to be a part of this. And by younger, I mean 20s, 30s, whatever. It doesn't matter. Heck, it could be 40s. You know, we're always just looking for more and more people, whether it's Silver Foxes or it's WRCT shows. Arsenic and Old Lace is premiering February 27th. Get your tickets for that, everybody, at wrctheater.org. We'll certainly be talking about it and building it up, making sure that they have a great great audience every single night. And then we're already getting close to wrapping up the main stage season.
I know. How did that year go by so fast?
It's crazy.
Yeah. Jinx.
Noises Off is going to be premiering May 1st. We're looking forward to this one. I'm seeing it's directed by Melissa Kay. I'm so sorry. Melissa Kay, who is my co-host and is going to smack me in the head when she hears this. But we are excited about this one, and auditions are March 10th and 11th. Want to encourage everybody to, they got a nice size cast for this one,
too. It's a nice size cast, and I can tell you that it is going to be our most ambitious set we've ever had to build. It's going to be rotating. It's going to have a lot of, it's going to be a big one. So it is going to be awesome to see, and I'm really anxious to watch them pull it off. So
we know that, especially with community theater, you know, you're going to have a good portion of the audience that is friends and family. You're going to have people that just love theater and come every year or every show, whether there's you know, people they know in the audience or not. But I do think that one of the other things that is happening, again, bringing up the set building, is people that I talk to in here, and they show up, and they're one of the things that they rave about are these sets, to the point of this set and it being the ambitious. I could see there's concern, but I could also see, you know, we got this. Mm-hmm. The set builders we got, I could see why we could even think about this, why the play selection committee would even think about this show now. Well, we got the kind of people that maybe be able to pull this off.
Yeah.
It's a real compliment to not only them, but to the studio, to the theater itself and what we have built here.
Yeah. I've had some people who are big theater, I don't want to say snobs because that's not the right word. But
know what you mean.
Yeah. They'll be like, oh, I don't know how you're going to pull that off. I'm going to come and just watch it so they can see if you actually do it. Well, we're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I promise
mm-hmm.
you.
And
I love all those theater snobs. I am a theater snob.
So. Right. Yeah. We really, when it comes down to it, all of us have loved theater, really are. And again, it's a big size cast. So they're going to, you know, any man, woman, young, old, it doesn't matter. Come on down to audition. And keep in mind as well with all of this, if it sounds exciting to you, it sounds interesting to you, but you just want to dip your toe into water or something like that, I think that Gretchen, one of the great ways to do this is being behind the scenes, is maybe even just being a ticket, you know, handing out tickets or something like that. Get to the theater, feel the vibe, feel the energy. You can almost be a fly on the wall in that respect and just kind of seeing how things develop and happen and the way people interact with each other. I really don't say this lightly. I promise you, you're going to want to jump in the water. You're really gonna you get that toe in. You're gonna want to go all in. You and I, all of us know people who are similar to Don, where they gave this a chance. Maybe even they just gave this a chance to kind of quiet the people that are telling them to give them a chance. Look, oh, fine, I'll do it. And now they are not. They have a second home. They're not leaving, you know? Yeah.
I have towels for when you jump in. They're not great towels, but they're towels.
They're towels. You know, we do it again. And keeping in mind as well, among all these things, that this is it's a fun time. It's a wonderful time. It gets you out of the house. So many things that we need more of in our society. And this is a huge impact in our city's economy. This is a big impact on that. So when you're taking in these shows, the Silver Foxes shows, when you're taking in the main stage shows, you're a part of different events that they host over at the WRCT. You are buying local. You are supporting local. And I will bring this up every chance I get until it changes. I do it with our politicians. I'm going to do it here, too. Wisconsin finished dead last in the union last year when it came to funding the arts. Mm-hmm. Let's change that. Let's adjust that. The arts are a huge part of our economy in any city, in any place. And the more we attend these shows, the more we're helping out our whole state. And you're having some fun while you're at it, too. If you want to find out more, I encourage you to go to wrctheater.org, wrctheater.org. Be sure to follow them on social media as well and share what they do on your pages. You just never know who might see things otherwise. And Gretchen, if people do have follow-up questions to any of this, if they want to get in touch with you specifically, how can they do that?
They can either call me at 715-422-10435 or send me an email, cdwrct@solaris.net.
Trond, to Don, break a leg, enjoy yourselves. Thank you so much for the time and taking time out of your lives to entertain our community and everything. Greatly appreciate that. Say hi to the rest of the cast and Chris and everybody for me, please, too. And Gretchen, always good talking with you. Always good hanging out. We'll talk again real soon.
Sounds great.
Again, find out more information at wrctheater.org, wrctheater.org. And we'll have more Midday Magazine for you tomorrow right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.